Right, okay, so this is Martin Compton. I'm with the e-teaching group at Acton in June 2014, and we're talking about a multimedia approach to education. Now, even though there are a few hints in this activity, what does the term multimedia say to you straight away, immediately? What does it suggest?
Different types.
Different. Where do you get the different from?
Multi.
Multi, okay. So what does media mean then?
Mediums of communication.
Right, okay. Did anyone think more narrowly than that?
Audiovisual.
Yeah. It is what you think of, isn't it, when you think multimedia. When people talk about multimedia, you think audiovisual. But actually, Lee, you've been quite precise there and accurate with the language. It is about different mediums of communication. So some of those might be... Yeah.
Images.
Uh-huh.
And stuff.
Mm-hmm. But also they could be...
Blogs.
Diaries.
Yeah, diaries, blogs, journals. What other things are suggested on this sheet?
Video.
Games.
Yeah, games.
Radio,
not just video games, but any games, yeah. Sorry, what did you say?
I already said it, video games.
Right, okay, yeah, different types of games. Anything else?
Oh, rewards.
Rewards, yeah. A reward is a sort of medium of communication. It says well done, doesn't it? So this, I'm holding up a badge, is a medium of communication. Not only does it communicate a message from me to you, but it also says something to people down the line who want to see what this badge is rewarded for and what how you've earned it. Okay? So consider those things. So just to pick a couple at random from your sheet. What are your suggestions? Just give me a couple of ideas about all of the things that you could do there. Something from this table here. What have you suggested?
You can make videos.
You can make videos. You, the teacher, or the students?
Both.
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 Okay, that's good. Something else?
You can make films. Make films.
What's the difference between a video and a film? What's implicit in the difference?
I don't know. Films longer. Videos of yourself.
Yeah, video. Film seems longer with a narrative, maybe.
Yeah.
Video could be a screencast or just a recording of you speaking.
Yes. Video's broader in terms of media, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good. Excellent. Thank you. Something from this table, then.
Games.
What sort of games?
Games to reinforce learning.
So an example?
Revision.
Cards, pairing. Pairing a word to an image.
Right, okay, yeah,
brilliant. Dominoes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, excellent.
Definitions
good.
As well, so words and then a definition.
So would that be like paper-based or electronic?
Both.
Could be both. Yeah. Okay, good. Anything else?
There's plenty of maths games you can do with dice, different dice, not just six-sided dice, but polyhedral dice and that sort of thing. So number bonds, multiplication tables, division.
What about poker dice?
Turning it into, well, why not? But turning it into a game, I do it very much with my daughter, mm-hmm. and it turns the maths that they learn at school into a fun activity, mm-hmm. you know, especially if it's timed and they've got a first person to say the answer, etc.
Good, yeah. Doesn't sound like my maths education, but mm-hmm. it sounds like something I might respond to. Any ideas from here where you could use different resources?
What, new ways or current?
Just whatever you could do, yeah.
You can record discussions.
Record discussions, exactly what I'm doing at the moment. Sharp, you're sharp. Yes, anything else?
You could use images to start discussions.
Great, good. What particular tool have we been looking at that would do that well?
Pinterest one.
Pinterest would be great for that, wouldn't it? So you've established that multimedia is diverse ways of communication, multimedia. Is diverse ways of communicating a message. And that if you think about it, there are all sorts of things you could do to make your lessons exciting if you just think about different mediums of communication. So, why are some of the lessons that I observe not multimedia?
Is it a lack of experimentation for the teacher?
Yeah. People are afraid to try new things because it might not work. They don't feel confident and comfortable themselves to try it because they think it's going to go wrong and they might be laughed at, so they don't want to. But I think, yeah, people need to be, give it a go, and don't worry about if anyone's going to laugh.
Mm.
And do you know what it is as well? I found, and I've only just started like really using stuff I've made on this course, it makes your life so much easier. But before you do it, you think, oh, this is going to be such an effort, and what if it goes wrong? And then all of a sudden, like, straightforward. And it works. I mean, it's not everything works, but and that's what I think is to get over the hurdle, that actually it's not going to cause you more effort, actually. It really works in your favour as well. So.
Good. Thank you.
Limit could be the lack of resources. One might not have a camera or microphone.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes limits.
It's true, but most people have got access to at least one of these in a class. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to stop the discussion there, but something to think about.